This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great nation where one of the great privileges we enjoy in this republic is the privilege of changing our minds. And sometimes we do that as a nation, sometimes we do that as a group, even as a political party, and sometimes we do that as individuals. And Ruben Navarrete, who is consistently one of the most provocative and substantive and enlightening columnists in the country, he is syndicated worldwide through the Washington Post Writers Group. He is also featured in the Daily Beast. As his column is, I was for affirmative action, but now I think it should go away. And this is an issue on President's Day. It goes to an issue of basic fairness in the United States of America. Ruben, congratulations on the column. Happy President's Day to you. And what a fascinating and provocative piece.
Michael, thank you so much for having me on again, my friend. Great to be back with you, and thanks for the kind words about my work. It was an interesting piece to work my way through, clearly. I've been now intimately acquainted with affirmative action for, gosh, almost 40 years since I was a high school senior. And I applied to a bunch of schools, including your alma mater, Yale, and mine, Harvard, and Stanford, and Berkeley, and Princeton. Got into everything and was told by my dear white classmates and friends that the only reason I got in was because I was Mexican.
Uh-huh. And you list in your piece, one of the things that's fascinating about this is the autobiographical aspect. You talk about your father's situation, about his dream of being a police officer at a time when it was very hard for a Mexican-American to get that kind of job. But you also list your qualifications for getting into all those Ivy League schools. But can I ask you a question? Because this is not in your piece. How young were you when you first thought, I want to apply to Harvard and Yale and Stanford, and that's something that I want to do? When did that first occur to you?
It happened late in the game for me. When I was a sophomore in high school, I got a piece of email, an email from, or back then we didn't have email, it was a letter. It was a letter from a young woman who was from Brownsville, Texas. Her name was Nelda Barron. I still remember this. She was at Yale. She was in the business of recruiting other Mexican Americans to take a look at Yale. And so she sent me an email, a letter. And I thought by myself, well, there are these schools called the Ivy League. I just discovered them, started reading about them, researching them. And up to that point, Michael, I knew I was going to go to college, but I was very content to go to a great school like UC Berkeley, and I'd have been happy there. But once I discovered the East Coast, I got it in my mind to go.
Wow. And so that was through a letter that it came into your mind. Yeah. Had people gone to college at all before in your family?
They had. My dad graduated from, he got a Bachelor's of Science in Criminology from Fresno State, Cal State University of Fresno, which is a wonderful school that I love dearly, and it's our hometown university. I gave him my first paying job out of college as an instructor there. I have been a student there as a visiting student during my college years. I love the place. My dad was a graduate of Fresno State, and my thinking was, I'm going to apply to these five very selective schools, and if I don't get in, no big deal. I'll go to Fresno State. It's a great place. My dad had been down that road. He traveled differently, Michael, because, you know, he went into the Army. He was drafted in the 60s. In 64, he was a cop. He was working nights and going to school and you know, trying to juggle it all. So it was a much different experience than mine.
Wow. And which comes out in your piece. So You basically never liked the idea that people would take a turn around, and you got all A's and A pluses in high school.
You did super on test scores
and all of that. You weren't admitted to Harvard just because you were Mexican. You were admitted to Harvard because you'd worked hard, and you had obviously more than qualified. So. But you still supported the idea of affirmative action, even though it had led people to undervalue your achievement.
Yes. So when I was an undergraduate, I just took a study group session over at the Kennedy School of Government, and the topic was race related. The speaker one day was Alan Dershowitz. Somebody asked the law professor.
He was on the show Friday.
No kidding. So someone asked, I've known him for a good long time, and somebody asked him, you know, about affirmative action. And he did a very wise thing, Michael. He broke it down and said, well, it really depends on how you define affirmative action. If it's putting ads in newspapers about job openings at police and fire departments that African Americans are going to read those newspapers, then I'm all for it. If it means hard, rigid racial preferences, then I'm against it. And I think that's the best way to answer it, because what Nelda Barón did for me was a form of affirmative action. She was a Mexican-American. She reached out to other Mexican-Americans who she identified through our PSAT scores, and she introduced me to the Ivy League. Now, that is a perfectly harmless thing to do. I would support it. But when we get down that road and it's clumsily practiced as a more rigid racial preference, then we end up with real problems. And that is also what the Supreme Court, as you know, Michael, has, because of your legal training, has said over time, you can take race into account as one of various factors, but there are certain rules of the road you had to adhere to, and sometimes universities go afoul of the rules and they get called on it.
Yeah, and you go into some of these statistics, the cases that are coming up with the court, and the court very likely will combine the two of them. One involves the University of North Carolina, which is a very selective state school, and one of them involves Harvard. And I think it's widely expected that with the changes in the Supreme Court, that there's going to be some limitation put on the extent to which race can be taken into account, don't you think?
I do think so, and there's lots of people who think that this is the end of affirmative action. I talked to my college roommate on my podcast last week. He teaches now at Howard University, and he said, as an African-American, he's pretty sure that this is the end of the road for affirmative action, which came into being in 1961, over 40 years ago, when John F. Kennedy issued an executive order instructing government contractors to take, quote, affirmative action to ensure that African-American contractors at least had a fair shot at bidding. You can imagine, 1961, that was really necessary. Because African-American contractors, police officers, and the like, to the group, if there were any at all, they were not getting a fair shake. They were not. And so I argue in my piece that it certainly had a time and place. I don't think that time and place is now. But certainly, to get my father into police departments in the 1970s, given what we know about how bad discrimination was in not that long ago, you know, 60, 70 years ago, it was perfectly reasonable. Michael, there's one important point here I want to make, and that is, there are a lot of Latinos out there, African Americans out there like me, who are willing to say goodbye to affirmative action because we think it hurts its intended beneficiaries in a variety of ways. Lowering standards, stigmatizing beneficiaries, masking real educational inequality at the K-12 level. But the problem we've had for the last 30 years is I find very dishonest and self-serving, disingenuous, the arguments from white men, whether those white men are radio talk show hosts or TV cable hosts or columnists like me, and they want to somehow sell me on this notion of white men are being systematically discriminated against in our society because they're white and male. And that is just a bridge too far, Michael. That is nonsense crazy now.
No, it clearly is. It's also one of the things we've tried to emphasize on the show always is being proud to say every day, I am not a victim. And when self-victimization and self-pity have done no good at all for minority communities, they certainly aren't going to do good for a majority community. that still, relative to everybody else, is doing pretty well. Ruben Navarrete, the piece is posted on our website. I was for affirmative action, but now I think it should go away. So what does it mean when it goes away? We will get to that and more. Reparations, too, on the MedVed Show.
Washington Policy Center, WPC, is Washington State's champion for free market reforms and is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes. Its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Our state needs WPC more than ever, and we need you to be part of it. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. Is our country's distinctive power and prosperity the product of some happy accidents or criminal activity, or is it God's hand on America? That's the title, actually, of my most recent book. You can get a hardcover copy, personally signed by me, together with a full audiobook, and it comes to you together with an MP3 player so you can hear it anytime you want. It's all at a reduced price while supplies last. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for God's Hand on America, look for that audiobook and hardcover book bundle.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back with my friend Ruben Navarrete. He's the author of a terrific piece, I Was for Affirmative Action, But Now I Think It Should Go Away. One of the things that I think is extraordinary is that if you read the opinion, as you point out in your piece, one of the leading cases now that they're going to be reviewing when the court looks at this issue of with Harvard and University of North Carolina, one of the lead cases was the Bollinger case involving the University of Michigan. And in that case, I know that one of the concurring opinions was by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. And she said, surely this is a temporary expedient. And she guessed that 25 years from now, this affirmative action won't be necessary anymore because it will have accomplished its purpose. And it was prophetic because what is this? This is just about 25 years after that case, right?
It is. And just, I love that you mentioned Justice O'Connor because, you know, I don't like envisioning the history of the Supreme Court if you take out O'Connor. I think she was an incredibly gifted and consequential justice. I'm not bothered at all by the fact that Ronald Reagan said he was going to put a woman on the court, and he did. She was number two in her graduate class at Stanford, and yet she tells stories of trying to get a job in the 1950s where she could not get a job because she was a woman. She was hired merely as a legal secretary, right? She had to fill legal memos out for men, arguably white men, who were not as smart, who didn't do as well in law school. And, you know, you're a girl dad, I'm a girl dad. Both have two wonderful daughters each. And it's galling when you think about the Sandra Day O'Connor story. One of the reasons she has always been a tentative yes vote on affirmative action, Michael, I think, is because her life experience taught her that, you know, all things are not equal coming up in the ranks, no matter how much we like to pretend that they are.
Yeah, and by the way, that's one of the reasons also when you talk about personal experience. This is, Jewish people have tended to be overwhelmingly liberal in American politics since Franklin Roosevelt. Before that, mm-hmm. Jews were traditionally Republicans. But college quotas, the entire quota system, really hurt people. It hurt people that I know. It hurt people in my family.
Right.
And older people, because the quotas were taken away by the 1960s. But they used to have literally limits in Ivy League schools and it was about 10%. Beyond 10%, no more Jews. And and again, remember that. And you associate that, even if the quotas are not meant to hurt anybody, and I think that the quotas that have been placed in schools were not, but now they end up hurting Asians. Because if you look at, well, for instance, University of California, Berkeley, you mentioned before, it's one of the most selective of all the public universities. I believe it's very close to half Asian enrollment. And that's because the voters of California voted out quotas of any kind of race-based admissions.
That's correct, Michael. And if there are some folks who, if they had their way, would be happy if Berkeley were 70 or 80% Asian. I'm not sure I'd like any university to be 80% Hispanic, because this isn't just a numbers game. If you have a school that's 80% Hispanic, you know, that's not so helpful to the Hispanics, because they're not being exposed to African-Americans, Asians, whites, and others. And so I think there is a legitimate reason for Harvard to do business the way it does. You'll recognize that Harvard has won twice already in the federal courts. It won at the district court level, and it won at the appeals court level, and now it's been appealed to the Supreme Court. The reason it wins is because, not just because it's a private school that can do largely what it wants, that's not completely true, but it wins because it's very difficult to argue that Harvard is going out of its way to systematically discriminate against Asian Americans when today 25% of the student body at Harvard is Asian. And so there is a real difference, I would argue, between quotas that kept out Jews in the 30s, implemented by a Harvard president, President Lowell, who was a known anti-Semite, okay, versus what's happening today with Asians. It's not the same thing, because nobody is saying Asians are inferior the way they said Jews were inferior. And Jews could point to the fact that, hey, I was kept out of Harvard because there's no Jewish people at Harvard. But it's real hard to make that case when 25% of the student body that did get in looks like you.
Yeah, and so how do you expect them to decide? I mean, obviously, I suspect that Chief Justice Roberts, though, again, he wrote in that one case, the only way to stop discriminating based on race is to stop discriminating based on race. That it doesn't matter what your motive is. You can't judge people based on the color of their skin or their ethnic background.
Right. So John Roberts is an interesting case. Harvard undergrad, Harvard Law School. He was appointed by the same president and nominated by the same president, putting Sam Alito up. Alito was Princeton undergrad, Yale Law School. But John Roberts is not Sam Alito. Sam Alito, as you know, was part of a group called Concerned Alumni of Princeton, who they couldn't sleep at night because they were concerned that there were too many black and brown kids going to Princeton. He's much more of an activist in this issue. John Roberts, something interesting happened, as you know, Michael, to Roberts when he became the Chief Justice. And he proved it in the Obamacare decision. He really does pivot much more. He wants to be much more like Tony Kennedy or Sandra Day O'Connor. And if he were just an associate justice like Alito, he might be more in line with the memo that you quoted. I think the new John Roberts as Chief Justice is probably going to try to find a way to preserve some of this, get rid of some of this, maybe say that some of the programs need to be restricted even more. But there might be a compromise in there because the new John Roberts is not interested. He really adheres closely to precedent, as you know, and he really...
He's very protective of the court. He doesn't want the court to do anything that is... And this very much goes to the abortion case, which is also coming
up.
He wants the court to be conservative in the true sense of the word, which is to be very cautious about change, and certainly about any change that isn't based upon the specific written word of the Constitution of the United States or of statute law. In terms of the upcoming election, one of the features that all of the polling shows for this midterm election is that the Latino vote is predicted to be split. I mean, down the middle. This is an amazing thing, and it's the kind of thing you've been predicting for a while. But it's always possible Republicans could blow it, but what an opportunity to be discussed later. Ruben Navarrete, always enlightening and provocative. His piece, I Was for Affirmative Action, But Now I Think It Should Go Away, posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
Michael Medved.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As tensions continue around Ukraine, New York Representative Claudia Tenney said on Newsmax that we're not in a strategically good position should Russia decide to invade Ukraine.
Real banking sanctions probably aren't that effective against Putin right now because the European allies are so dependent on Putin for energy and its natural gas and the pipeline he's already now got a green light on thanks to Joe Biden. And they're desperate. Strategically, we're not in a great position. Putin is just stalling. And it's concerning, though, what Russia really wants to do.
Tenney also pointed out that congressional Republicans put together a strict and severe sanctions package months ago against Russia, but Democrats rejected it. Average daily COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to fall in the U.S., an indication that the Omicron variant's hold is weakening. Deaths, however, are still at around 2,000 per day. This is USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Medved show, there is an absolutely crucial issue that continues to, I think, to make an impact on American life, and not just in a handful of cities, certainly in Seattle, but all around the country. Everywhere people are listening to us, all around the United States right now, you've got the same problem. The problem is homelessness out of control, which is not reflected, and it's not because there's high unemployment right now. There's not. It's not because we're in the midst of a new recession. Thank God we're not. We're suffering from the opposite, which is inflation. Right now the homelessness, well, here's a, in fact, maybe we can give a Golden Turkey Award, but it's not to whom you think it's going to go. Golden Turkey Award, please, Jeremy.
Bigger than the Academy Awards.
First and foremost, I'd like to thank God.
Groovier than the Grammys.
I would like to thank my wonderful agent.
And more powerful than the People's Choice.
I would like to share this with every single senator.
Now, it's time for another Golden Turkey Award nomination.
Woo-hoo! Thank you so much!
All right, this actually goes to not a Californian named James Langdon, who is described as a person experiencing homelessness. but it goes to the $0 bail policy, which is very popular in California, particularly in Los Angeles and San Francisco, with their ultra-liberal, honestly airheaded public prosecutors who have eliminated all bail for what they consider to be minor infractions. A headline: homeless California man is arrested three times in just 16 hours. Now, how do you do that? I mean, three times, it can take up, for some people, you can go an entire lifetime without being arrested. This is a guy who couldn't go 24 hours without being arrested. And this is actually covered, it made so much news, it made it to the Daily Mail over in Britain. But homeless California man is arrested three times in just 16 hours. A California man, James Langdon, was first arrested at 3 a.m. in Los Angeles for jaywalking. And he was released just hours later with a summons to appear in court at some later date. And then right after that arrest and his release on the zero bail policy, he was arrested again just a few hours later when he was caught trespassing with a screwdriver in his hand inside a Glendale business. He was caught by an employee. It was early morning. And then he was arrested because of going into that business with a screwdriver in his hand. He was arrested for trespassing, but he was released just 3 hours after that under the county's emergency $0 bail order. And then he was collared a third time at around 7 p.m. Sunday evening, 16 hours after his first arrest, when he was caught actually breaking into an area apartment. The zero bail policy means that suspects are quickly released from custody after they are arrested and booked for misdemeanors and low-level felonies. L.A. County D.A. George Gascon is one of the left-leaning leaders who many claim are only allowing the crime to worsen because of policies that are soft on crime. And that is truly the case. Then there are other indications that there are cities that are getting serious, finally, about the homeless encampments and the spreading blight of homelessness everywhere. One of those cities, praise the Lord, Seattle. This is King 5 News. Listen, this is clip 11.
City crews arriving Sunday morning, ready to clear the tents covering the sidewalk across from City Hall. Clearing these tents is part of a promise Mayor Bruce Harrell made last week in his State of the City address.
With many workers across our city returning to the office over the next several months, our focus must also ensure sidewalks are accessible to the public and clear of obstacles and obstructions. This is an essential obligation of our government.
But people living here on 4th Avenue across from City Hall say they have nowhere to go.
Why shouldn't I just go pitch my tent right there? I need help. Please help me.
Prudencio Martinez lives in one of these tents. He said he wants to go to a shelter, but these crews weren't offering referrals.
The Parks Department has reached out, made some calls, but no social worker works on Sundays is what they said.
Protesters linking arms outside the tents seem to have stalled the city's efforts. Crews left after only clearing a few spots. It's the third encampment cleared in the last week.
Okay, the idea that you can't remove tents from City Hall Park and the whole idea of part of the necessity of doing the clearance, it's not just sanitary, it's not just for law and order, it's not just to prevent crime, it's to prevent the appearance that there is no authority to maintain law and order in the city of Seattle. Salt Lake City, from Fox 13, they're facing the same problem with a little bit more resolution, though I give credit to Mayor Harrell. He's keeping his promise, at least as an attempt at some of the clearance of these encampments. Here's what they deal, how they deal with it in Utah's biggest city. Listen.
About 100 tons of people's belongings and trash are being cleared away tonight from along 700 West in downtown Salt Lake City.
Fox 13 News reporter Spencer Joseph was there as people living at the large homeless camp were forced to leave. He explains why agencies are having a difficult time finding a solution that works for everyone.
We've been here since about 10 o'clock.
All morning long, a homeless camp along 700 West was dismantled.
The health department's only focus here is twofold: public health and environmental health.
All the way down this street, everything you see behind me was this camp. And just today, officials say they've taken out about 100 tons.
When you have garbage, trash, feces, needles, and all of the other things that happen when people live without appropriate housing, that builds up.
It's a travesty, and I'm scared.
People living here,
all of us in here, because we call it Fort Pioneer, all of us here want homes.
Like Stacy Johnson, are not happy.
The only reason we did this is because there is no where for us to go. As couples, as families, there are no available shelters.
Johnson is one of the leaders of this camp. She says her and her spouse can't go to a shelter together, and so they and many others wanted to create this camp instead.
This is a travesty. This is very painful. Once again, we have to start all over again.
The health department says they've waited longer to clear this camp to make sure there were enough beds first.
We confirmed this morning there were over 100 beds available at the Wiegand Center and at the overflow shelter.
But if you are homeless and it takes a year to get you housed, from getting a caseworker all the way up to getting your housing, a year is an awfully long time to stay on a mat on the ground with no possessions.
Okay, wait, the only alternative is to stay on a mat on the ground with no possessions, and they've just confirmed that there are 100 shelter beds available? I mean, and the idea that, why, by the way, can she not, if she has a partner, can she not go into a room? And again, this is part of what they're saying in New York, is that a bunch of the people that they're trying to clear away and find beds for don't like the rooms, because they can't share them. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
The pain was very bad, and since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and I was having a hard time walking, and the pain was very bad. And since I've taken Relief Factor, I've been able to walk normally again, and the pain has gone away. I really am walking pain-free. So I just want to recommend this to anyone who has severe pain or any type of pain. It is really a miracle product.
Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain. michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, or call 833-654-PAIN, Relief Factor. Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Story on the Michael Medved show actually has some impact, I think, or it should, on the presidential race. We will get to why that is the case. Big headline, New York City to remove homeless people from subway. And it's not that they got lost, it's that they're living there. And some of the homeless people, and we're talking about hundreds, if not thousands, are actually living in their subway cars. There's even an account of a complaint that people have a little burner, Bunsen burner, and they're like cooking on the subway cars, which you're not supposed to do. And this was something just released today. New York City subway safety plan begins after violent weekend underground. Mayor Eric Adams' plans to improve safety on the subways began on Monday. But Pix 11 News couldn't find any of those new task force members he was promising in Times Square, which has been the scene of several recent attacks. And by the way, this is just stunning. We'll go to the audio in a moment, but think about this. This last year, there were 31 people who were pushed onto subway tax. That's in 2021. And that was up from 9. So up more than tripled since 2017. This is part of what that underworld, and it literally has become that, what it sounds like. Listen.
An emotionally disturbed man shouted at people on the platform. And before long, an Uptown E train pulled up with two people camped out inside. One man had carved out his own corner of the train. This is the state of things underground amidst a wave of assaults on passengers, at least seven in the last 48 hours, according to the NYPD.
No more sleeping. No more doing barbecues on the subway system. No more just doing whatever you want. No, those days are over. Swipe your Metro card, ride the system, get off at your destination.
Mayor Adams is promising 30 outreach teams comprised of NYPD officers and mental health professionals to sweep through the subways connecting people with services. He also says people will no longer be able to live in the subways. But on this, the first day of the effort, we did not see any teams in Times Square. We did see two NYPD officers on patrol about 100 feet from a man sleeping in the station. They engaged with tourists and were generally helpful, but said they were not part of the new effort. We heard from two separate groups of tourists, generally similar and positive stories.
Oh, you see in movies and you hear in the media, it was very different than what I expected.
Maybe a little more homeless.
Yeah. A little more trash on the streets.
Yeah,
but we've noticed a police presence, which we're happy about, to see that police officers are out there making sure things are safe.
We also caught up with Cynthia, making her way into the subway system with all her belongings. She tells us a lack of an affordable place to live has had her on the streets for some time, though she does not spend her nights on the subway.
Okay, but there are many who do. This is a New York Times story. New York City to remove homeless people from subway. Police officers, mental health professionals will patrol as teams. New York City Mayor Eric Abrams got together with Governor Kathy Hochul. She is, of course, the replacement for Andrew Cuomo. And they announced a plan to deploy teams of police officers and social workers into the city's subways, pledging to remove homeless people who shelter on trains and platforms, some of whom have contributed to escalating violence in the system. The police will stringently enforce the subway's often flouted rules of conduct, including bans on occupying more than one seat, littering, and being aggressive toward other passengers. Dozens of mental health professionals with the power to order involuntary hospitalization, that is crucial, of people they deem a danger to themselves or to others, will be added to outreach teams across the system. No more just doing whatever you want, Mayor Adams said. Those days are over. Swipe your Metro card, ride the system, get off at your destination. In other words, you can't be what they call in Seattle today, non-destinational passengers. Non-destinational passengers. They're not going anywhere. They're just living there. We have this on our light rail, which is an underground here in Seattle. The measures come on a spike in violent crime in the transit system, including several high-profile shoving incidents, and it has made public safety a paramount concern for many riders, with some saying it has caused them to stay off the subway. Wouldn't you? As subway ridership cratered during the pandemic, homeless people have become more visible, sometimes sleeping on platforms or occupying several seats on a train. The mayor said it was unacceptable that the system allowed, in one case, a woman to live under a stairway inside a station for many months. This is not dignity, the mayor said. This is disgusting. And that's not who we are as a city. Well, yes, and about time, for goodness sake. The new policies also come at the aftermath of a truly horrifying crime in the Times Square subway station in January, when Michelle Elisa Goh, who was 40, was pushed in front of a train, and a homeless man with a history of schizophrenia was charged with her murder on Thursday afternoon. That's last week. A man breakdancing on a train was wounded when he was stabbed multiple times by another man who then fled. I guess he didn't like the breakdancing. Mayor Adams and Governor Hochul were joined at a subway station in Lower Manhattan by the police commissioner, the head of the Metropolitan Transportation Authority, which runs the subways, and city and state mental health officials, underscored the seriousness of the issue and the central role that officials believe the subway will play in reviving the city's economy. In 2021, the rates of violent crime in the subway system per million weekday passengers went up across the board compared with 2019. Felony assaults in the subway system were up by 29%, despite the pandemic drop in ridership. 30 people were pushed onto the tracks in 2021. 30. It's almost one a week. Adams and Hochul presented measures that they said would connect the hundreds of homeless people sheltering in the transit system. Many of them struggle with mental illness, of course, and substance abuse, of course, connecting them to services and permanent housing. But Shelley Knotts, who is a deputy executive director for policy for the Coalition for the Homeless, said the plan amounts to criminalizing mental illness. Repeating the failed outreach-based policing strategies of the past will not end the suffering of homeless people bedding down on the subways, she said in a statement. Nortz welcomed provisions of the plan that call for increasing the number of available psychiatric inpatient beds, but you have to have a means of forcing people to take the beds, and at least preventing them from continuing to sleep in the subway. They continue with this. It is so appalling. It is so basic. And this is New York City, where the Giuliani and Bloomberg administrations really had made New York a leader in getting homeless people off the street. And you can see the difference. You can see the difference between the way it is in New York now and the way it was 2 years ago. And let's say that better, 5 years ago, before the full impact of a different administration had kicked in. The measure is built on a state plan announced by Governor Hochul last month to create similar safe option support teams, taking broader aim at the problem of untreated mental illness. The plan calls for expanding the use of Kendra's Law, which enables a judge to order someone into outpatient treatment. The plan also calls on hospitals to reverse what has been a significant decrease in inpatient psychiatric beds over the past decade, which some experts say has continued to contribute to the number of people with severe mental illness in the streets and the subway. Governor Hochul said the state would increase Medicaid payments to hospitals for psychiatric beds. It goes on. This is not easy. But for God's sake, if the government can't deal with insane and dangerous people sleeping on the subway, which has cost literally billions to operate, if you can't do that, then what can government do to make this a livable country and to continue to be this greatest nation on God's green earth?
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.